Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Central Stadium, an iconic sporting venue. As part of a major fundraising drive, My Stadium Seat is offering you the chance to place your name or the name of someone who loves GAA on a seat at the Field of Legends. Packages from €100 include seat naming plaques, certs of authenticity, online biographies, and open day tickets. Show your support. Visit mystadiumseat.com. Central Stadium, where every name matters.
Welcome to the Premier Hoop Podcast. Today I'm your host Kevin Ryan and I'm joined by Aidan Barry, PRO of Clonmel Commercials and Junior B Stalwart, and Anthony Shelley, former Junior B Stalwart and PRO of Friends of Tipperary Football. We're here to preview the big ball weekend, the first round of the County Senior and Intermediate Football Championships. Straight into it, so lads, I'm going to go for Group 1, Commercials, Upper Church, Killinall and Care. Aidan, I'm going to go to you first as a Commercials man. Seemingly, you know, the challenge match results are very promising. New manager after a very successful period under Charlie McGeever. Is everything rosy in the Clonmel Commercials garden?
Yeah, that's it. All changed, Kevin, now, I suppose. So, yeah, Charlie, obviously, 7 incredible years in charge, you know, 4 county titles, and that's obviously that famous Munster Club victory in 2015. Obviously, that we don't want to talk about that All-Ireland semi-final against Ballyboden for too long, but that'll probably be, I suppose, one of the regrets. But yeah, amazing. An amazing legacy Charlie leaves behind him. And Robbie, I don't think it's exactly like David Moyes coming in to take over after Alex Ferguson. You know, he's still taking over a group that many of the players are still in their prime, and there's a group of very good young lads coming up behind as well. So and he's been shrewd with who he's brought in as well. You know, he's got a fella called John Cronin, played with Kerry in the 90s. He's also a Kerry man. Down near Robbie in where's he from? Down near wherever he is. I was going to say Watergrass Hill, but it's not Watergrass Hill. Waterville, that's it. So John Cronin, and then he's got I suppose a couple of shrewd lads from inside the club itself. So Tommy Morrissey, who was senior manager of the team for a few years, obviously involved in John Mack's minor team. Philly Ryan, who we all know as well, former senior manager, and been involved in Tipperary teams down the years, and Philly's probably been involved, you know, I think it's an important kind of a link. He's been involved with the juveniles or the younger groups over the last few years, and that's I think it's a big opportunity. Like last year, we probably the schedule was so tight, you know, Kevin, that probably there's the likes of Kyle Dealey, Peter McGarry, James Morris, Ty Condon, a couple more that. That's all a bit of game time, but they probably, just because it was so busy with their, obviously St. Mary's went long way in the hurl, and there was schools matches, they're involved in counties, there was trials on, and they probably just didn't get embedded in the group as much as possible. So, like, Carl Dealey came on in the county final. played midfield for Tipperary in up to a Munster final. You know, he's probably a fellow getting around the place.
It's definitely, it's a team and a panel littered with, you know, with inter-county experience, both at senior level and at, you know, at underage level as well. You know, you must have 7 or 8 lads involved with the county this year, you know. So it's very positive, and I think the odds probably justify Clonmel Comerse as being just about evens favours for the whole county. Anthony, to bring you in there about the other teams in the group, Upper Church, Killinall and Care. You know, Care team with a big, you know, a rich football pedigree as well, you know, probably dipped in recent years, killing all the recent county finalists. And Upper Church, you know, they're punching their weight up there as well.
Yeah. Upper Church, probably for me, I think they have huge talent, right? They have the likes of Paul Shanahan, Luke Shanahan, Gavin Ryan, Dean Carew, Jack Butler, lads like that would make any team in the county, you know. The problem is they just don't do enough football. Very talented team, all true, but they just don't do any training for football. And when it gets to the business end of the competition, they always tend to get found out, which is a pity, because if such is their talent, if they were even on nodding terms with football during the year, I think they would actually go a long way. But again, probably the first time they'll see football is this week through the whole year. And in that particular group, it might not be good enough, you know, with commercials there.
It's a tight group in behind commercials.
It is.
Who you think are going to win the group.
Just on commercials there with Aidan giving the poor mouth like that. They ran out of time. But they bought it back more last year. They had hurling and football as well. And like they have Robbie O'Dwyer in, you know, but it's not Mick O'Dwyer they've brought in. Like, you know, the real appointments there for me this year are Robbie bringing in Philly Ryan, Fergal Callaghan and Tommy Morrissey. They're three brilliant appointments. So commercials will moonwalk through this. Then you have Care. Care were doing well underage there for a few years. We beat them in a county under 21 final, I think it was, up in Dundrum. I think it might have been 2019. And we beat them by 2 or 3 points, but, you know, we were hanging on for the final whistle. The same year, we got to the county final in the senior football. This is J.K. Bracken's, by the way, but we got to the county final with 12 of that team, that under 21 team. Whereas Care haven't kicked on. Word on the street is that, like, if you were going to play against Care in the morning, the two, you know, if you were making plans, you'd be marking the two Grogans straight away. But Kevin Grogan is injured and will probably miss all the group stages. And Stephen Grogan is in America. So two huge losses for them in the group stages, and that might be enough for them to struggle.
Kevin, I think his shoulder is his shoulder, Anthony, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Just heard injury. Yeah.
But what are we about Care, I suppose, and Aaron Finn, and they're probably in the same boat. But they both withdrew from the South Championship, so they haven't played a lot of football. As you said, Care, they probably didn't kick on from that good under 18 they had a couple of years ago. And yeah, I think it's been the last few years have been pretty underwhelming for them.
I think they had a wicked bad year last year.
Sorry.
They're off a wicked bad year last year. I think they were in the relegation, weren't they?
They were, I think they went to the final relegation, did they?
Yeah,
they should be doing better than that. I don't know what the reason is. James Sore is manager of them this year, a local man. So maybe, but I think the two Grogans is a huge loss to them. I think they will struggle in this group. So then you have Killinall, like county finalists 2017. Will have Paddy Feehan back this year. You know, you have Jimmy Feehan, you have Bubbles, Paddy Codd, like, you know, a lot of lads there with great experience. They will probably be hoping to go well in the Premier Intermediate Hurling, which depends on how seriously to take the football after that. But last year, in the first round against Loughmore, they were very, very unlucky not to come away with a draw or even a win. You know, Loughmore were hanging on at the end. And very similar, they played us in the second round. And very similar to that, we were very lucky to come away with a win. So if you were to ask me to pick two to come out of the group, and I'm presuming here that Killinall will field everyone. So I would go with commercials to moonwalk through it and Killinall just to pip Upper Church.
That's brave.
Well, I'll go for Upper Church too, Anthony. I just think, I agree with you with Killinall, but I think that loss, you know, they're on the back foot in that Premier Intermediate group, and I'm not saying they might rest a few lads, but I just don't know. I think obviously the even if they win that second game, the third game is still a pivotal game in the hurling as well, so it might just disrupt it a bit. But you'd imagine that if their heads are in or whatever, they'd relish that commercials game. But even if they do get beaten there, that they'd still
be out of it. But if football in hurling was played on paper, you know, Killinall would be double all or double Tipperary champions. Yeah. I think. You know, as you said, they're listing out players there, Anthony, like Paddy Codd and the Fiends and that as well. I think they do have the ability to go far in both, but for whatever reason over recent years, it's probably not happening. Right, folks, thanks for that. And it sounds like commercials are going to need the Liam Sheedy style second bus to bring everyone to the county final with Aidan with the backroom team after listing out there anyway, giving away a few state secrets. So we'll keep an eye on that one anyway. But group two is also a intriguing one. For my money, it's definitely the game of the weekend, my Rovers and Kilsheelan. They're joined by Rockwell, who, you know, did after a few years intermediate after getting up to senior in 2020. And Drummond Inch as well, another team that's going to have to juggle the hurling and the football as well. So, folks, what do you think of that one?
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, my Rovers will obviously be favourites to top this. And I would expect that they will. Like, they should have been in the county final last year. I mean, they won everywhere except on the scoreboard last year, you know. If you could sue a scoreboard for defamation, you definitely would be suing that scoreboard. Like, I mean, they should have beaten Loughmore, but, you know, Loughmore home in, kept themselves in the game, and then I think it was Lord Kinnegan and came up at the last after extra time, last minute of extra time to pop over a point.
I remember your article, Anthony, and you were saying that they broke their hearts and they broke their minds, Loughmore. That was a great quote.
They won everywhere except on the scoreboard. But that's what happens when you leave Loughmore in a game. Again, a team littered with, you know, Kieran Kendrick's still one of the best keepers in Tip. Luke Ball and Jack Harney, the two Owenses, Ben and Danny. The two Foley's, Shane D, Liam Ball, and like littered with household names there. They should be walking through. They've had a change of management this year. Don't know if I was them, I would have stuck with John Owens, but they obviously felt they needed a change. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. Kilsheelan, they're another team I think should be doing better. A bit like Rob Patricia. They're like Rory McIlroy in the majors, aren't they? You expect them to be there at the business end, but they always mess it up somewhere along the way, like, you know. Again, last year in the quarterfinal against Loughmore, took Loughmore, got within a point with Loughmore after giving Loughmore about an 8-point start. Like, so they will need to be at it all the time. Like, but again, I would expect them in a group that contains Rockwell, which is great to see. They're Tom Cusick champions. But some good players there, and, you know, Rocky, Gavin Ryan, TJ Ryan, Liam Fahey, Tom Tobin. But they really are a team operating in small numbers, and an injury to any of those players would pay to any chance that they have in this group. So, and then Drum, I told a story in the paper this week of a politician that was canvassing in a town in North Tipperary, and he went into the pub and met up with the local soccer manager. It's only a small little parish, and the soccer manager was telling them they had two soccer teams every Sunday. And the politician was surprised with that. And he said to him, do you have two full teams every Sunday? And he goes, we do, yeah, full to the feckin' neck. You know, and that's the way with Loughmore this year. They will be, or with Drum this year, will they field a full team? If they do, you know, they will be competitive, but I don't think they will. And because of that, I expect to see them finishing bottom of this group with my Rovers and Kilsheelan to come through. I don't know what Aidan's thoughts are on.
Yeah, no, it's similar. I think Moy Rovers, I think Reen Quigley is away a bit of the league. He's back for the championship. Well, you're right. You know, like in terms of talent, it's still there. They commercials a couple of times in county leagues and south leagues. They were very good. Commercials won the two games, but they were very competitive and missing a few. They have Aidan Foley back from America. Aidan's nearly as old as myself, but he's a lot fitter than I. I'll tell you that. He was brilliant at fullback in the south final. I think Aidan's probably saw that they obviously had a bit of a gap there with Alan Campbell moving to America. I think Aidan's fitted in nicely there, but they'll go close. I think Sunday, I think it's on. I think Bill Maher picked up an injury in the South Intermediate final, so they're missing him. But I echo what Anthony said in terms of they're probably a team that's underachieved over the last couple of years. You know, with, as I said, the two Mars, the two Martins, the two Kyos, and a couple more. Fitted around as well, you know.
They need a big win, don't they?
The county semi-final a couple of years ago with Commercials played the most. Like they had a bit of a template to play Commercials, but they were just really disappointing that they kept Commercials the score down low, but they never really went for it. It was kind of like damage limitation in the county semi-final. It seems like a bit of a weird tactic for me, but I think they're ones. I think Moy Rovers will probably, I said, it'll probably be one of the games of the weekend, but I think they'll have enough on Sunday, but you'd imagine that Casino would have enough to beat both Rockwell and Drummond Inch.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you there, Aidan. I remember that game in that county semi-final when they set up defensively against Commercials, and there was no way they could, you know, there was no way they'd never give themselves a chance of winning. But
yeah.
If you went back two games before that. They were in the group with us that year, and it came down to the last game of the group, and our score difference was much better than theirs. So they would have had to win by, I think, 8 points or 9 points that day when they played Arlo, and because of that they went out and they went for it and probably played champagne football, some of the best football I've seen played in Tipperary in a long, long time, and they won the game by 20 points or something like that. And it was just a treat to watch. Like, and then to see them two games later to come back into a defensive system that, you know, if you want to beat Commercials, the only way is to have a goal. Like, sitting back and giving those players a chance is crazy.
So
if they can get out of their own way and don't overcomplicate it, they will have a chance.
We'll turn now to Group 3, which is County Champions Loughmore, Art Finnan from the South, Mike Harkey, who are another dual club, and Aherlow, who I actually quietly fancy to kind of make a bit of progress in this group. Aidan, I'll ask for your thoughts on that. Can Loughmore once again juggle the football and the hurling? Loughmore?
I don't think that's a very hard question, Kevin, but I think, they obviously can. They proved it again last year. But look, the John McGrath thing is obviously the one that people have been talking about. Link. This is going to be a weird statement, but I suppose he's equally important to the hurling and the football teams a lot more, but the footballers will miss him more at the same time, if you get me. You know, that's my view, and I don't know what Shelley thinks, but I just think he's equally important, but I think it's just that bigger loss for football. They've got more lads that maybe pick up the slack maybe in the hurling, but...
He's a huge loss. It's not a strange statement at all. In my opinion, John McGrath is the best footballer in the county, and they will really struggle. They'll get out of this group, no problem. Like, you know, and they'll be involved in the business. But for them to win a county final again, retain their title without him would be a huge achievement. You must remember now as well that Liam Tracy is in Australia or New Zealand or somewhere. So he's gone. Evan Sweeney has retired. Kieran Connolly is travelling. Ed Connolly is injured. And Willie Everson is injured at the moment as well. Like, but Willie will be back later on hopefully, but so with that, particularly with John and Evan Sweeney was such a big player for him. Liam Tracy always took, you know, you'd have to man mark him if you were going out. So three lads to be missing. It's going to be hard for him, but they're not going to have much problem getting through this group. At the same time, like they still have to pace to do that.
Finn, as I mentioned earlier, they're in order to pull out of the South Championship for whatever reason. I think the Wednesday nights didn't suit a lot of. It didn't suit a lot of teams, I think. But Tommy Lynch is still there. I think they've obviously got a there's probably a bit of a missing void somewhere in the mid 20s, I think, because they've got a few good young lads there. And then they've got a couple of the older lads like Johnny Ryan and Jerry Cronin and them. But there seems to be kind of a missing generation in Aird Fíne. But yeah, Tim McGlinchey's there. I know Darry O'Leary's in America for a couple of weeks. He'll miss the Loughmore game anyway. I think they'll be competitive against Loughmore, but I can't see him beating their brush. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think they'll be too down if they do lose. Aherlow is as who Kevin fancies. Aherlow and Mike Carkey, I think, is a kind of a coin flip even this week. And I think Aird Fíne, yeah, regardless, unless it goes terribly wrong, will probably fancy beating both of them. And I'd give the nod to them. But I think a lot more.
I'm assuming Barry Grogan still fit and flying for Aherlow is what I'm basing all my kind of limited kind of expectations of them on.
He is and fitter than ever, Kevin.
Yeah,
absolutely flying. Like, you know, unfortunately, for Aherlow, Mark Russell is injured, which is a huge loss, and probably will miss group stages. So that's a huge loss. And his midfield partner from last year, Kevin Canaan, has took the soup and has gone back playing rugby. So they're missing their midfield from last year.
They have a small panel.
Like, I mean, you still have Ty Cruz in there with Tip this year. He's a good player, and they have the two Hanleys and Dermot Luby, you know.
Right, I think
Carl Dillon, like, you know, but you know, without Mark Russell and Barry, I mean, what a legend. What service he has given, like, but I mean, without his two midfielders from last year, who's going to supply the ball to him? Like, you know, and they don't have the numbers, I don't think, to replace them. So I think they'll actually struggle to get out of this group.
Second is definitely up for grabs.
Yeah, I think Aird Fíne under Tom McGlinchey. I would have played back under Tom back in the day. And one thing you can be sure is they'll be organised. And you know, I don't know where Aidan is. Thinks the mid 20 groups, the lads in their mid 20s are gone, like, because Shocks, Gavin Whelan, and Michael Barlow, they're all
their late 20s now,
as far as I can see. You know, but and then, like, you must remember last year as well in the county quarter final, Aird Fíne took JK Brackens to the wire. Probably they would be screaming for a penalty to win it in the last minute. I thought it was a stonewall penalty on the day. When I watched it back, it wasn't a penalty at all. There was only a point in that at the end, and JK Brackens went on to take commercials all the way in the semi-final. So, going on last year's form, Tom McGlinchey factor down there. Remember, Declan Carr is actually training Aherlow this year as well. So,
yeah.
I'd have Loughmore and Aird Fíne to come out of that group, no problem.
Aidan, yourself, Loughmore, Aird Fíne for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think Barry, as Andy said, you know, the supply, get the ball to Barry, and he'll, you know, they're probably over reliant on him, obviously, but I think he can. So games like some of the group games, I'm not single out my card, but someone like that, he could probably half win a game on his own, but when the level goes up a bit, it's obviously a bit harder to do that. But I think the loss of Russell and Kevin Killan is massive. I didn't realise that Kevin was gone back playing the oval ball, but they're big losses. And as you said, the supply, but get the supply into them, and I think they'll definitely give Mike Carkey and Aird Fíne run whenever they're Loughmore. But Loughmore and Aird Fíne too.
Lovely. Now we'll now come to what I'm calling the group of death anyway. Might not like hearing that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But J.K. Brackens, Ballyporeen, Airog and Carty, and Aravail, all regular senior teams. J.K. Brackens seeded number one. Thoughts on that, folks? Antti, I'll go to you first. Are commercials, you say, are going to have a cakewalk in the group stages? Are J.K. Brackens going to have a cakewalk?
I think it'll be even easier for them, to be honest. I expect J.K. Brackens to be county champions at the end of this year. Really do. I think our age profile is right. We got to the final in 2019, as I said, probably about 3 years too early.
I don't think he showed up in that one, Anthony. But
But like as I said earlier, that like we won the under-21 that year, and we had 12 of the under-21 team playing that day. Took commercials to extra time in the league final this year. They had kicked 3 points in the last 5 minutes to actually draw the game, like so. Only lost by 2 points in the end. I just think our age profile is right. We're doing things right this year. We're very much 50-50 in hurling and football.
What's the crossover actually, Anthony, in terms of dual
players? Crossover is, Cuba in the goal is probably the only one. The rest of them could take home their jerseys from the hurling for the football, because not only are they playing in the same position, you know? Anna McBride has been in with Tip there last year. Tom Murphy should be in with Tip. Larkin Egan, fortunately, might be missing for this Sunday. Larkin has been some stalwart to the club, probably one of the best players ever to come out of the town. Neil Quinlan, Larkin Roach, Jordan Maloney. And up front, we have our own Jack Kendi, who's just a scoring machine, and supported by Dean McEnroe and Shane Doyle, two really talented lads. I expect us to be, and I'm not saying it just to wind lads up, but I genuinely think that that we'll be there or thereabouts. And sure, if you're going to be there or thereabouts, you might as well tip your own then to be county champions. Yeah.
Absolutely. Who do you think will follow you through on that one? In behind us.
And as you said, Rank Commercials closed last year, Anthony, and in the county league, like Commercials were not far off full strength in the county league final. Went extra time just a couple of weeks ago, and
But we weren't at full strength; like we were missing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I do think I mentioned a Kim Shield and a template earlier, but I think the Brackens do have a template. I know there's more. It has to be more than Commercials, obviously, but we do have a bit of a template there. And I was really impressed, especially in the county semi final. I know the county league is the county league, but county semi final last year, I thought they were really, really good. Cup boy.
Yeah, and Eamon Corcoran is manager of both, and done a really clever move this year and brought in Kevin Mulrine. Mull's just apart from his knowledge and being a legend in the club, he's just a great lad to have around the team as well. So, I think we're trending in the right direction, as I say.
Very good. Who do you think will go through behind you? Ballyporeen, Airog and Carty and Aravail.
Ballyporeen have reached the part. I've gone out of the group every year since 2016. I expect that to continue, to be honest, Aravail, right, they're West champions this year, but they're suffering from a small bit of an identity crisis there. They didn't know whether they were a hurling club or a football club there for a while. I still have some good players, but just think that Ballyporeen would be that little bit ahead of them.
Are they underachieving in both, I'd say, Anthony, as a result as well?
They just haven't got it right. It's like, I think we're getting it right. Lockmore have had it right for years, And then again, you have Airog and Carty. I wrote them off in the hurling last week, foolishly. You can never write them off. There's always one big game in them.
It'll be tight, whatever game they play, I think. There won't be more than a few points in it, I think, for a long
not
while.
Easy off them, but I'd have to go with Ballyporeen, because they've been there, they know how to get a good group. As I said, they've been in the quarter final every year since 2016. Unfortunately, they've never won a quarter final, so I'm sure that's one record that they be wanting to put right at some stage. I'd like to see Ballyporeen play Conor close to goal. They haven't kind of, you know, it's like when we played Mighty Rovers years ago when they moved Declan Brown out to centre forward. You were delighted because he was further away from the goal, like, you know. And the same with Conor, I think if they put him in the full forward line and just fed the ball into him, and everybody knew their job was to get it in there as quickly as possible. They do have the players to do that out the field, like, and they have good goalie as well, and Jack English. I think Jack Abrahams and Ballyporeen is what I go for.
Lovely. So you've given yourselves, you know, plenty of motivation, day teams that you're writing off there. If you can stick a podcast up on the dressing room wall, I'm sure
absolutely
this weekend. But, you know, just before we move on to the intermediate grade, that's any general kind of thoughts on the championship now about to kick off? Any kind of teams you might be thinking could be a bit of a dark horse maybe to upset the commercials, the Loughmores, the Mile Rovers and the Brackens? You know, who to my mind would be the four most likely semi-finalists and have been, you know, it's probably, you could almost be sure that you can name three of them at this stage still. And, you know, the fourth kind of places, maybe JK Brackens, their development in recent years has meant that they are filling that one a lot now. But can you see anyone kind of disrupting the order, or do you think, Anthony, you've said that, you know, you fancy JK Brackens to win it out, Aidan? Would you counter that? Maybe commercials, maybe made a case for my Rovers as well?
Yeah, I think Anthony, I wouldn't call him dark horses, but if you look at the betting, I think Brackens are about 10-1 to win the county title. That looks like a massive price to me, especially if you can back it each way as well, Shelley. So like that's you know, you're talking 5-2 to get to a final. So I know you couldn't meet anyone. It's an open draw in the semi final, but yeah, a 10-1 is a dark horse price for me. But that'll be for me. But outside of the top four, we mentioned already, but Kilsheel nearby, the ones who haven't had their potential over the last couple of years, and I think they're ones that could. They seem to have caught injury problems. There's always kind of one of the goal in seven or eight missing for every game. Really, it feels like there's always they're very unlucky with injuries down there. But if they can get them all there and all fit, then I think they'll give anyone a run. And you never know. Because I think as we said, I think they'll qualify from that group. And I think they'll give anyone a run in the county quarter final if they got there. Outside of that, it's hard. I think Ard Finn again, or as Anthony said, like last year, the form line's pretty strong from last year. The only worry I'd have is that they might have played a lot of football, but as I said, they didn't take part in that South Championship. But they'll be fine, and I think they'll come out of that group. Hard to see anyone outside of that, Kevin, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd agree. Kilsheelan being the dark horses.
Lovely stuff. And to win it out, Aidan, commercials?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I think it'll be hurting from last year. You know, the three in a row. I think I don't think they exactly need a bit of freshen up because they've been so successful. But I think that they'll obviously have a new manager that has freshened it up. And I think the big thing for them this year is the way the county teams went. You know, they had Seamus Kennedy back 2 months earlier than they would. He didn't use it. Michael Quinlivan wasn't involved with Tipperary, so he's probably been at more training sessions this year than he has been at the last 5 years already. I know he's in America for a couple of weeks, so he might miss the first game there. But I just think that's like, as you said earlier, Kevin, maybe we want 10, 11 lads involved across the two teams, county teams. They're missing them training. They've got a really good core group, obviously. The training is still good, but obviously goes up, intensity goes up when those lads rejoin. And they've been around, I said, a lot earlier this year. So, the quest for three in a row will start again, hopefully, this year.
And for me, it's a championship that really catches fire at the quarterfinal chain stage. And like looking at it there with the Tom Cusack Cup as well, you know, there's kind of an 8 and an 8 kind of there that it's a finely balanced. I think if you took the teams that don't qualify out of this to the quarterfinals, they're fairly level as well across the board. So there's another championship that will be played as well. But for now, folks, we'll just move on briefly on to the other championship that's starting this weekend, intermediate. I'm not going to ask you for your kind of in-depth profiles of each team here. But we'll start with Group 1, which is Galtee Rovers, a perennial senior club in... Is this their first year down intermediate?
Second, I think.
Second year. Golden Kilfeacle, second team for my Rovers, and Father Sheehy's there in Group 1.
Go on, Shelley. That one's for you.
Yeah, it is. Kevin alluded to there. It's strange seeing Galway Rovers in intermediate football. Such a great tradition up there. But sure, you know, they are where they are now. Like so, Golden are the team. They ran Drum. They probably give Drum an inch. Their best game last year. Probably should have won it. To be honest, it was up in Clonalty. I was at the game myself and. Who else have we have? My Rover second team and Father Sheehy. So if it was to pick two, we'd go with Galty and Golden.
Fair enough, Aidan. You're not disagreeing.
Yeah,
there.
Father Sheehy, I think Father Sheehy haven't been bad in the leagues. Look, my Rovers are probably the same issues as Commercials later in the year, but they'll have a decent team for the first round, the first couple of rounds. So I think they'll probably go all right. But I think
Galty
will definitely come out, and then
pick
from the rest.
I think that my Rovers and Commercials second teams normally goes well enough in this competition, so my Rovers definitely one to watch there. The second group two then is, I'm just looking at this and thinking, geez, whoever shows up will actually win this one. But it's Mine Temple Toohey, Mulnahone, Barca Cane and Ballina. So I'm going to have more angry Mulnahone texters on to me now after today. But toss there, folks.
Look, Mulnahone, it says something about the state of state football, but the under-19 championship is starting tonight, and in the A, Clonmel Commercials, Mulnahone, and Kilsheel and Kilcash. So
that's it, isn't it?
Maybe that says a bit more about teams in the B, but yeah, I think there's obviously they've got a good young group there as well. I know that there'll only be maybe a handful of those lads playing, but obviously the two boys that play with the Tip Seniors this year will start for them, and I think they'll give that a go, Kevin. You know, and Ballina as well are one that'll definitely give it a go.
They have a good underage success recently as well.
Yeah, and Junior obviously won the Junior, had a run in Munster then as well last year. So I think Ballina obviously they won they beat Commercials team that was involved in last year in the under-19 final. So. Probably one real regret, but look, they're in no way a fluke victory for Ballina that day. They're a very good team and have lots of good footballers up there.
Temple too, they've bounced around from senior to intermediate the last few years. Are they the Norwich City of Tipperary football?
I suppose it depends again on hurling and stuff. For mine, you know, they're obviously again they're the same. They're probably the Norwich City of hurling as well a bit, but. Yeah, I think it depends on that going, but they're going to be, you know, they've got a good light bracket to light a lot more. They've got probably a core group that play both will be fit and they'll be hard to beat, I think, if they in any of the games. That sounds like an absolute horror of a group, actually. I'll be honest.
Just on that group, Mulnahone were in a three-team group last year with Clonmel Oak and Grange Mortimer, and I wrote them off stupidly. I see them coming out of that group, no problem. And Ballina, obviously, I always wondered how Ballina won the under-19 championship last year, beating Commercials in the final, but sure, now that I know that Aidan was involved, that explains that to me. Ballina have a team that, you know, they're well capable of playing senior. They were excellent in the junior last year. I presume they don't have the Killadangan lads this year. I'm not sure.
A few guest players, so I'd be careful in reading
I would be like it now, go Mulnahone Ballina.
Perfect. The next group is an absolute cracker now. You know, I think there's going to be some great games here. So you're both conflicted here, but it's a Feddart, you know, illustrious name in Tipperary football, still lead the role of honour. JK Bracken's Clonmel Oak and Clonmel Commercial second team. Anthony, so your JK Bracken's are flying as we know. How's the seconds going?
That's where the numbers and injuries to the first team will probably tell. I thought it was strange talking about Galty Rovers in intermediate football. It's really strange talking about Feddart. But I mean, they went down a few years ago, came back up for 1 year, and were relegated straight away. So you'd have to say they'd be favourites in this group against the two second teams of Jacob Rackins and Clonmel Commercials. And that'll be a good game in itself. I'd say they'd be evenly matched. And then Clonmel Oak were very, very disappointing last year. Their league results this year would suggest that things haven't improved. So I would be going Feddart and a toss of a coin between JK Brackens and Clonmel Oak. Clonmel Commercials to take the second spot. And just to annoy Aidan, I'll go with J.K. Bracken, sir. There really is a massive line there.
Yeah, I think Commercials look again, especially that I think they'll, I'm not saying they'll use players sparingly, but I think they'll probably be pretty strong the first game and the second game, especially Commercials. But they had a pretty strong team. They got to the South Intermediate final. They had a pretty strong team in paper out, and they got absolutely obliterated by Green Smoker there a couple of weeks ago. Liam Ryan, he's actually, Liam is travelling this year, but he played a bit of intermediate, played centre back, and they had a couple of more lads that have played senior over the years. And on paper, it was a really good Commercial team, but they got absolutely obliterated in the end.
I think Commercials will be strong intermediate. I'm not so sure, Anthony, about your knowledge about Federer kind of getting it all their own way in this group. There could be
I wouldn't be. I'm probably basing it on tradition more so than anything else. Like, you know, but I mean, you must remember it's only 2 or 3 years ago they were able to win an intermediate championship and get up to senior football. I know they came straight back down, so they can't be.
They got a few. You know, they got the set young Walsh, Ryan Walsh, and Mick Kieran O'Mahony and. And then Michael Maroney's involved, and Mick himself's involved. I think they got a good backroom team, and I think the vibes are pretty good from Federer. They'll definitely fancy coming out of this group. Clonmelogue, as you said, Anthony, are a bit of a stranger at the moment. You know, they went pretty close. They went up to senior, obviously, not so long ago, and they're probably disappointed a bit over the last couple of years. But
Colin Horst will be playing this one in the dressing room, I think, on Sunday. I think they're playing us on Sunday. You know, they're kind of both writing them off, but they'll be there about.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's tougher for the first teams to play the second teams in the first or second games. As I said, it's when they're at the most dangerous and the most strongest.
It is, like, and I mean, we're going in Sunday now and we're missing Anna McBride and possibly Larkin Egan. Like, so that for us, that takes two from our intermediate team, and we wouldn't have the numbers say that. That Commercials have, but we are vulnerable at this at this level because of because of numbers and injuries to the first team. We've young lads. They're good young lads. I'm still going to go with us.
Tip of the hat there, so.
Yeah,
last one for my mind.
It's a bias call. Let's call it that.
For my mind, it's the champions elect for this grade in Group 4. It's Clonmel, Rossmore, Loughmore, who I'm not tipping to win this, but joined by Grange Mochler in a three-team group. Grange Mochler lost to Drummond Inch in the stadium in a county final last year. But for my mind, you know, they've had some very good underage success. They look very good. I can't see them having any problems in this group.
Yeah, beaten in the last two finals, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Rockwell
beat him the year before.
Yeah. Rockwell beat him in Clonmel, I saw them in terms of footballing talent, they've been the best intermediate team for over the last number of years, and I think they probably just ran into physicality and a bit of that last year. They've got a good core group. I think in that county final against Rockwell 2 years ago, there was probably 8 or 9 lads under 19 or under 20. Those lads are 21, 22, or 20, 21 now. They've got a really good young team. I think it'd be brilliant for Grange Mochler, but great for Tipperary football in the area as well to see Grange Mochler go. But I think, I still would worry a bit about when it comes to like I would say a county final day and they meet someone. The same kind of the same as someone like Drummond Inch, who's big and strong and stuff, and they might get a bit overpowered, but I think they'll have enough football to beat most teams. But I'd love to see Grangemouth come up because they've been great for the South underage over the last couple of years, and as I said, pretty good at this level as well. But they've got a great bunch of players there: Manus McFadden, Leon Kennedy, the Lions clan, who are related to the Mars from Kilfield, but. They've a super group, and I think it'd be great for the area and great for Tipperary football genuinely if they made the senior grade this year. But yeah, they're the ones I think. I think they'll coast through this group. I'll tell you how serious actually you're taking that South final that I mentioned. I think there was a group of 7 or 8 lads who'd finish their leaving cert maybe or finish college and they're planning on going on holidays. And the club, I think the club actually maybe paid for them. I don't tell them anyone said that. But basically delayed their holiday by a day to play a South Intermediate final. And that'll kind of give you an indication of, I suppose, how seriously they're taking it. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think it'd be great to see him go up again finally this year, Kevin.
So yourself,
I don't think I'd make any secret of the fact in the articles over the last few years that they probably play the nicest brand of football in the county. They're just a joy to watch, Grange Boucher, that is. Beaten in the last two county finals, you know, it's nearly getting to shit or get off the pot now at this stage for them. They will come through this group, obviously, with a three-team group. The injuries to Lochmore's first team that we spoke about earlier will deplete their intermediate team, and a fancy Clonalty Ross Moore to take advantage of that. So it would be going for Grange Boucher and Clonalty Ross Moore. As to who'd win it out overall, I would like to see Grange Boucher come up to senior football. I think to be a great addition to senior football. But like Aidan, I would have worries about their size more so at the latter end of the championship. But surely they have learned now from the last two county finals and should be able to avoid a three in a row.
Lovely stuff. So thanks for that, lads. There's plenty of football on this weekend as the county championships kick off. Go out and get to a game. Look forward to touching base with both of you over the next few weeks as these championships progress. Thanks very much.
All right, Kevin.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.